It's the dream of every classical violinist to play the violin once owned by 19th century virtuoso Niccolo Paganini. It's called Il Canone, the canon, and it's kept under guard in a vault in Genoa, Italy. The canon has been brought out only once a year since 1954 for the winner of the Paganini competition, and every now and then for the most esteemed classical soloists. Now American jazz violinist Regina Carter has become the first non-classical musician to play the 250-year-old instrument. Reporter Michelle Mercer was there when Carter first laid hands on the hallowed canon.
Regina Carter waited nervously in a tiny antechamber of the Palazzo Terzi for a glimpse of the instrument that's become a kind of Ark of the Covenant for violinists. Carter had no idea what she would play when she got her hands on it.
Well, first I wanted to see if I can play it, because it's like a totally new, it's not the same size as my instrument, the spacing is not the same, everything is totally different, so it's like very, very new.
The air was heavy, the silence punctuated by strained jokes and nervous titters. With a great deal of ceremony, Pio Montanari, an austere violin maker, tested the room for humidity levels. Then he closed heavy drapes to guard against sun exposure and spread out a red velvet cloth on which to set the instrument.
When they brought that violin in, and then like they wouldn't, you could tell like the guy was like, okay, no one get near me. I'm gonna set it down on this velvet cloth. And then the way they shut those curtains, it was kind of weird. It was like a funeral of some sort. Weird. I kind of expected them to open the violin case and Paganini to sit up himself.
He didn't, and the violin emerged without a halo. In fact, it kind of looked like a well-preserved old country fiddle. But in deference to its $40 million insurance policy, Carter picked up the canon as if it were a newborn baby. Then she began to gingerly pluck the strings.
In the very beginning, I was still extremely nervous. You know, it was like everyone watching you under a microscope. And all kinds of things were running through my head, and I knew I had to get rid of that and just get inside myself. So just, I kept thinking, what should I play, what should I play? And finally, just it came to me, just play Amazing Grace. And that always centers me and kind of cools out any negative or whatever kind of energy that it might be around me.
It was difficult to hear the instrument's legendary sonic powers in the tomb of a room. Audiences would get a better chance two nights later when Carter played a concert with her quintet. The city of Genoa had extended Carter the invitation in a gesture of goodwill after September 11th and donated the proceeds from the show to the September 11th fund. But this decision to invite the improvising jazz musician to play the fragile Guarneri violin generated substantial controversy in classical circles. At a press conference, Carter fielded multiple questions about her ability to do justice to the canon.
Qualche critico non è d'accordo con questo tipo di esperimento.
Some critics are not agreeing with this kind of experiment.
They have small minds.
Hanno piccole visioni.
It's not an experiment, it's music. And music consists of notes, that's it. Whether it's jazz, classic, whatever it is, it's all just notes.
The thing is, Paganini himself wasn't always known for playing the most exalted repertoire. He used his virtuosic technique to titillate the crowd by making rooster and dog calls or playing an entire concerto on the G string alone, just for the novelty.
I feel like he would appreciate what I'm doing, like he might say it's about time. Because people forget he was an improviser, and classical musicians have gotten away from that art.
After two practice sessions, Carter took the violin onto the stage of the Carlo Felice Theater. There was a real sense of trepidation among everyone, it seemed, except Carter, that some harm might befall the instrument.
Thank you.
But Paganini's violin did not burst into flames, and the stage floor never opened to suck the sacrilegious American down to Dante's seventh level. Instead, Carter and her quintet charmed the audience with renditions of Chattanooga Choo Choo, The Music Goes Round and Round, and a version of Billie Holiday's Don't Explain that gave way to a Bach chaconne, just so Carter could flex her classical chops on Paganini's axe. It wasn't Carter's repertoire that concerned those charged with the instrument's care, but rather the way that she might play it. Bruce Carlson and fellow violin maker Pio Montanari gave her strict instructions.
The most important thing is that the violin is not stressed. And so Carlson asked Regina not to play nothing not conventional on the violin. Not the note, but the kind of bow stroke.
After all the concern and controversy, Carter developed a kind of steely resolve to simply have a good time on stage. What gave her the most trouble, she said, was what seemed to be the diabolical spirit of Paganini himself.
Sometimes I felt like he was there. And then almost sometimes it was like I felt like he was playing with me, like I'm gonna make this a little bit difficult for you, like someone kind of teasing you. So I had that feeling sometimes.
Maybe he was jealous. Carter earned 2 standing ovations. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Mercer in Genoa, Italy.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1.